either. Hey world, how are you today? My name is Khadijah and I want to welcome you to Khadijah Talks. She talks about world news, updates in relationships, fashion, best vacation spots for your relaxation, guest invites from time to time, where amazing thing happens. I want to welcome to the show Dre Wise, and we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic today. It's in the news. It's a very interesting news topic at that. I was reading today about a 75-year-old woman. She wakes up in the middle of the night convinced that something is biting her, Dre.
Yes. Crazy.
But sometimes, you know, when you wake up and it's usually a fleck of dust or the cover, or worse, the most worst is a mosquito bite, correct?
Yes.
But no. What about a massive python?
Python, huh?
A massive python. And I was under the impression that pythons squeeze. They didn't bite.
Yeah?
Yeah. But wait. This story even gets interesting. As I said, this 75-year-old woman was laying in her bed and sleep and felt a sharp pain in her foot. But wait a minute. Hold up. Her son. Set up a camera in her room. Why did the son set up a camera in her room? This story never tells why he set this TV camera up in his mother's room.
Yeah.
But the footage show that her foot is hanging off the bed. I'm sitting here looking at the pictures right now. Wish my audience could see this. But her foot is hanging off, and you can see a snake getting closer and closer to her bed. The eyes are glowing in the dark, glow-in-the-dark eyes coming towards you. I would not have been too happy with that one, glow-in-the-dark eyes. Oh, my. The lady said she thought it was a nightmare. She was seeing stuff as a nightmare, but when her son finally rushed in, I guess after she screamed. Imagine this, though. Can you all... Please, Dre Wise, help me with this story.
Sure, I can help you with this.
I need some help with this python.
Let me clear. Let me have the floor. Let me take the spotlight. Let me take the microphone. Now, you said this story that a python.
Mm-hmm.
Came in her room.
Slivering through to her bed.
This
glow in the dark eyes.
Yeah. Now, Dre was going to add this, my theory on this one.
Okay, let's theorize then.
Did she have a son live with her?
Yes.
So, her son planted a camera
in her room.
Now,
she could have been filming some different kind of stuff in her room, you know.
How old is this woman again?
75. Okay. She's still got some fire in the furnace.
With who?
Somebody. She had a camera in her room.
Okay. But who? This is some outback incest.
No. No.
No, I'm just saying.
No.
Why would she have a camera?
Why would you put a camera up in your room?
I do stuff.
Because you do stuff. No, that's what saying. She do stuff
no,
too.
She's 70-something years old. Okay.
So what?
Why would she have... If she's 70-something years old, usually 70-something year old women don't know how to work at... I'm not going to cuss. Use a profanity. I'm not going to do that. Usually 70-something up people.
You think
elders,
they're in a rocking chair, right?
No, they're not.
They're not in a rocking chair. They rocking it. That's why she had a camera in her room, because she was rocking.
But it's a snake.
She didn't know.
In the grass.
Maybe she had a different kind of snake that comes through the grass sometimes.
Yeah. And fix this fairy tale story up and sum it up that a snake got in her room and a camera right on her behind while she laying on her back.
Right, a very interesting story. This is what makes this story so unique. But wait a minute, hold up. The son, when he hears his mother in there screaming and hollering that this snake is slithering and it bit me, mind you, the snake made and got and bit her. It bit her.
Mm-hmm. But snakes by nature don't bite. Only cobras and other poison snakes, they bite.
But this
is a boa constrictor.
No, python.
Python.
I don't know anything about snakes. But this is why I'm so perplexed with this story, because I don't know about any snakes and I'm afraid of the darn things, because I would not lay there and I would have knocked the camera over, I know. But my son walked, run in the room, and this man chases the snake. Chases. Why would you not kill the darn snake? He chased the snake out of the room.
Check this out, Khadija. Check this out. One thing is, a python and a boa constrictor, they both like squeeze their prey.
I don't know.
I'm gonna try to tell you, Khadija. Now, a boa constrictor and a python, they squeeze. They don't bite.
Well, he bit.
He bit. Now,
he must have liked the taste of the flavor. I don't know.
I guess so.
Some bite and some don't.
Some bite. But some bite with two legs and two arms and a head. Bite. But no.
Look at the picture of the snake biting. Biting.
Let me see this.
Biting no. snake.
See, now it bites. Okay, it does that. But let's check this out. A 70-something-year-old woman.
Yes, 70.
Now she sleep.
She sleep.
Okay, she sleep. Now usually the elders go to sleep early. Some do. Mm-hmm. Now, Khadija, how this story is fixed, that her son lives with her son. Now, I'm going to disregard that stuff that's going on, whatever. But I'm looking at this, how this snake was chased. Now, it's in the bathroom, on the toilet.
But wait, I'm getting to that. Then wait, let me introduce that part of the story. Now, when the son chases the snake and not kill it, the snake slivers to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It makes it up the way up to the toilet.
Okay.
So everybody that hears my voice around the world, remember this. Look where you're sitting, because this python curled his little self up when the emergency vehicle got there. He was curled up on the toilet. So not only did he want to bite her foot, but he wanted to bite somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to bite something else. I mean,
maybe it sounded like the son had a little funny prank on his mother.
That's
what it sounded like. Because he on the toilet, and the camera is set up that the son snuck a snake in the house to do a prank on the mother, and set a camera to see what's going to happen.
And then, but the killing part of this story is the actual killing part of this story is the mother likes, he says, my mother likes to leave the bathroom door open. So the snake slithered out of the bathroom toilet into her bedroom. Yeah.
It's a prank.
He probably swam up through the toilet hole. I don't know.
No. The son went out to the pet store. Purchase a python and looked at some movie called Men in Black that somebody said, move yourself out your mama's house, boy, you like that? So he flashed a little demoralizer, and rather than kill his mom with a shovel, hey mom, this isn't gonna do. I'm gonna do a little funny prank and feel my mother on the mattress, 70-something years old, put a snake that I bought from the pet store. Gotta ask him, Khadija. Go ahead.
I just want others to beware that accidents could happen anytime, anywhere, while you're awake, and even in your sleep. Mm-hmm. If your house is located near fields and rivers, please beware of snakes that might be lurking in your house. Suddenly, all the times that you've heard different distant buzz of a mosquito somewhere in your bedroom don't seem quite too bad. Do they, Dre Wise?
Well, to me, as opposed to rest peacefully, that it appeared that she said, what you said, a mosquito and stuff, but this ain't the case.
Again, welcome to Khadijah Talks, and you guys have a blessed day. Bye, Dre Wise. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.